This afternoon in our staff meeting for God's grace to help us. For some of us, we're coming to the end of a long period, and the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we trust God for strength so that we don't miss his blessing in the meetings. We've got two left for many of you that are leaving on Saturday. And I don't believe God's finished yet. And I don't think he wants us just to coast to travel day. But he has something for us tonight. And he wants us not just to passively listen and receive, but he wants us to be active and engaged in our worship and in our praise and our praying and our testifying. And even in our listening, God wants us at work in our minds and in our hearts, that all that is in me and with all my strength, I will engage. And so we're not going to deny some of you and me may be weary, but we also acknowledge that God gives strength to the weary, and God lifts us up and gives us what we need. And so as we prayed this afternoon, we pray again, Father, help us tonight. Help us, Lord, not to be distracted even by our weariness. Help us not to be distracted, Lord, and content. And help us not to come, Lord, maybe feeling like we've done this enough. And we just are disengaged. But Lord, tonight, give us grace. Give us the help that we need, Lord, that we would see Jesus, that we would have ears to hear what you would speak to the church today. Lord, that we would be active and involved in worship and in the ministry tonight, dear God, and so that we would receive all that you have for us. And we know, Lord, you are here. And you have a work to do in each of our lives. And so we come with that faith. And Lord, help our faith and increase our faith to believe you for things that maybe in our own selves we don't have faith for. We pray your Spirit would now come and impart that gift that we might believe you, Lord, for things beyond our own ability. And so, Lord, we come. And we thank you that you've called us and you've drawn us and you've opened up the gates of heaven to us tonight that we might receive from you. Yes. And so help us, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hymn number 200 in our red hymnals, 200.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I love Thee. I know
song, but I'm pretty certain that this was written by a teenager, 16 years old, that God got a hold of his heart and put within him such a longing and love and desire for a Savior. And sometimes a knowledge of those things where some of these songs were birthed, and that God would do this in the heart of a young teenager. We treasure this song and the words, and we pray that God would give us this same sense and love for himself. We love him because he first loved us, and that we would know that love tonight. It's hymn number 40 in your red hymnals.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you who may not have taken opportunity yet to tell Jesus and others that you love him, now's your chance. You've been waiting. Wait no longer. Come.